W2T0TR.
But you and I, and it's raining outside, so I'm not going to go and see you. KE2FST.
ST0TR, let me turn my radio down here, Ronnie. And, turn these wipers down to where they're intermittent, hopefully. And how's your beautiful 48-degree rainy day going?
Well, I've been playing on the computer, checking up on stuff on the computer. I found a place that takes old Christmas cards. We got plenty of cards. I've got these places around Christmas time, they send you cards. We've got some of the old cards that we received over the years, and I found a place that they tear the fronts off the cards and they use them for something. I'm going to contact them before I send them. I did this last year with some kind of veterans group, and they said they wanted face cards, and I sent it to them, and they sent me a letter back, you know, thanking me for them. So I hate to just throw them in the garbage. I'd like to recycle them rather than just throw them away.
Well, I'll tell you what, I get tons of them every year that way, and I do just pitch them. We don't do cards, and it's a shame because some of them are quite beautiful, and most of them, not all, come from places that we have donated to, like the Shriners and disabled veterans and wounded warriors, stuff like that, but after a while, it gets to a point where they're sending them to you every month, like St. Jude's does. And, we love to share, but there is limitations to everybody's budget.
The cards aren't as bad as the calendars. I have a five-room house. I have a ranch. And I've got calendars for every room. Front door to back door. I keep sending calendars, and I tell them the last time I sent something back, I thanked them for the calendars, and I said, I'll put them with the 20 I've received already. Take me off your list.
It's N0TR Mobile. Well, that usually doesn't do any good, but it is a good thought. I like the CQ calendar every year, and it keeps track of the different events going on that Ham Radio has. And although I don't do contesting or anything, but I know when they're on. But at any rate, I enjoy that. They used to have one, and it was just strictly towers and antennas. And that was the best thing they ever had, and then they dropped it. But CQ Magazine itself anymore is out of my pay grade. It's just too expensive. I do get QST from ARRL, and it's worth it. I enjoy that, and then you have a logbook of the world with it. But I've been out hunting for some bolts and a metric for a TV mount, and I'm headed home, and it's starting to come down pretty good, which the weather forecaster said about 5 o'clock it would be getting heavy, and they're not too far off. And I found them. They were M8s by 1.25. And my son-in-law and grandson are coming back to help me put that up because I can't lift very much, Ronnie. And turns out they didn't send any with the TV set. They had a bench mount thing, and this is an articulated wall mount. So I'm about, oh, I don't know, 2-3 miles from home now, down here by Willis's quick stop, Willis's number 8, up here on Highway 101.
If you want cheap bolts that will probably rust outside, but they're good for inside, go to Tractor Trader or Trader Tractor or something like that. It's the farm store. and they sell bolts by the pound instead of by the piece. And I've got bolts for things I needed to do, and they were much cheaper. The leg bolts I got, I put up a beam. I guess it's an eight by two. I put up to put my 6 meter on, attach it to the deck, and I needed leg bolts, and I put those leg bolts in, and they're cheap leg bolts, but they haven't rusted. The worm has rusted in the wood, but the exposed part didn't rust. So if you need bolts that you don't want to pay, that you can use inside, like I say, they're not that good for outside. They're cheap. Tractor Supplies, I think it is.
Roger is Tractor Supply, and we go there a lot for stuff for the chickens. We got a few chickens out back just for fun. And if you get galvanized bolts, they're just fine. Unless you're going to do something where you need a lot of strength, and you got to go with a grade 8 or grade 10 or something. But most of the time, that's not the case. I probably got 50 pounds of bolts down there, and we went through all of them, but they're mostly standard. I was in a machine shop for many, many years, 32 years when I started out, and was head electrician there, and I had lots and lots and lots of bolts, and so I always would buy some for home too, and that way I could get them a little cheaper that way. But I used a lot of machine screws and drill and tap stuff to mount things with, and lag bolts and such, because there was 300,000 square feet of machinery there. But I've got plenty of them, but they're all standard, really. They won't do for metric. And you know how these China parts are now, China, everything's metric.
Chinese just come up with another thing. I don't know if they just come up with it. It just, it's new to me. We got a coffee pot. A coffee pot costs $20. Just a simple coffee pot. Put the coffee in, you put the water in, and it percolates, and it comes out just a simple coffee pot. Well, it stopped, so I don't know if it's got a... I think it's got a thermal fuse, it's got a resistor in, and it's got a heating element. And to get it out, all you have to have is a blade screwdriver that's hollowed out, that has points on the end, to fit the points of the screw that's in the bottom of the coffee pot. You can open it up and fix it. Well, to get the screwdriver, you have to buy a whole kit that has that bit in it. And I just talked to a friend of mine. He says he thinks he has it, you know. But they make the cheap coffee pot. They said, well, we'll put this screw in so you can't get it out. Since you can't get it out, you have to buy another coffee pot.
Well, they do use Torx, T-O-R-X, screws a lot anymore, Ronnie. And they're quite common, and they're extremely cheap to get most of the sets. You can just buy the bits, and they're all, oh, I don't know, quarter-inch bits that fit in a standard open-end screwdriver, you might say. But they're not expensive. But it will be a thermal fuse in there, and finding that thermal fuse sometimes can be hard. And they're probably $5 for that fuse, but they are in there. I have, for my own personal use, bypassed that fuse before. And the reason being, I don't bypass fuses ever. But we don't have the coffee pot on unless we're there. And we were pretty poor when we were up in Kansas. But we've been down here, and we got one of those ones that use those little cups now. And Bernice fills the cups, and we just stick it in the coffee pot. And I've never had to work on it, but there are ways to get around that, but I don't highly recommend it because I have seen the old Mr. Coffee's catch on fire. I haven't personally seen him, but I've seen him on TV, if you remember right. Ronnie, I got to go. Just pulled in the drive. K2SST. Pleasure's all mine, sir, and you have a good day. This is N0TR, and this is Tom.
They're not Torques, they're not Phillips, they're not straight blade. They're the ones that, like a blade screwdriver that's been hollowed out. It's got two points on it. And I think you're going to need a screwdriver to get to it because the hole doesn't look as if it's big enough to put a bit in and put the handle in. I'll only find out, you know, when I have to do it. So, have a pleasant day. Try to stay dry. K2SST clear.
Okay, Ronnie. Well, I bought a little kit, you know, which is probably 2.5 inches square and about an inch deep, and it has every bit under the sun. I'll say every bit under the sun, but as you well know, maybe not. But it's really handy. Now, I've got two such kits, and it has some peculiar-looking bits in it. Those are really cheap nowadays. Again, they're a China product, China. That's what I call them. Anyway, 73's running. This is N0TR clear.